الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رضي بعمل قوم كان شريكا فيهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala says, had Allah ta'ala not repelled, وَلَوْلَا دَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضٌ بِبَعْضٍ, some people with the others, if Allah did not make means to fight against them, لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ, the world should have been totally destroyed. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, but Allah is most merciful, most kind on the entire universe. So Allah repels some with the others. That is, that the evil, there will always be evil. And there will be people who will spread evil. And this Allah says, that had Allah not repelled it with the truth and with the haqq, the batil will always be there. That is, it's going to be there. And if Allah did not repel it with the truth, then the world should have been destroyed. Similarly, in another ayat also, Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah did not repel the batil with the haqq, then all places of worship should have been destroyed. And the batil is from shaitan, but he doesn't do it himself, he's got his agents. All min al-jinnati wan nas, from men and people, all his people are doing all the evil. And then the right also, the haqq, also, Allah Ta'ala uses people for that, gives them the tawfiq to repel it. So this will carry on always. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explains it a bit more in detail, where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says that with regard to Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, the people after the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc., they should have not fought with one another. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, after that clear signs had come to them, they should have not fought with one another. وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا, but they went in different groups. They became different. There were those people who were standing for batil. And then the people of haqq were also there. So this fight of haqq and batil is a thing Allah says was always there and it's always going to be there. Batil is always going to raise its ugly head. And it is Allah's system that He will use people for the haqq and the truth. And so there will be that difference. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ, so there will be those people who will bring iman, who will stand for the haqq. And there will be those people who will stand for batil, who will go. And at the different levels, at the very highest level, kufr and shirk and iman and Islam. Then at all levels there will be people of haqq and people of batil. وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا, and if Allah had wished, they should have not fought with one another. They should just have carried on like that. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ, but Allah does as He pleases. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the system. For to us it is just a dream that we thinking there will be no difference. There will be always, the batil is always going to be there, and the haqq will come and oppose the batil always. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, then there were 360 idols in the Kaaba. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Arabs, though they had differences and they fought feuds for generations and generations, but they were all united on idol worship. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, if that is our opinion of unity, then the first person to break unity was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the unity of the idol worshippers, that they were all united on idol worshipping. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam completely opposed it, and he fought for the truth and for the haq. And so if anyone with their false notions try and claim that we must have unity at all costs, that even on batil we must be united, then a'udhu billah, our fingers will be pointing to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have to be very careful. And in fact Allah Ta'ala says that not only does Allah repel the batil what haq, bal naqdhifu bil haqqi ala al batil, but we smash, not only we repel, but we smash the batil with the haq, fayadmughu. No trace of that batil will remain also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made effort and no idol worship was left in the Arabian Peninsula. And there was tawheed completely, and the batil and the idols and everything were completely smashed. So that is a system of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, that this will always be the case. So we have to see that the people of batil, and the aspect that we want to discuss today is that how they come up with their batil and how they present it. And a person, even a learned person, how many people asked us also, but what's wrong with this? They want unity, like if, for example, the Abrahamic accord also, they want unity amongst the people. So what's wrong with that? Well, we all want unity, we must be united. So they use such a mantra, such a narrative, and such jadu, that it is spelled on the brains of a person. It's casted on the brains of a person, and he also thinks, no, these people of batil, they are right. We can also see very clearly the example, though it's not nice to give these examples, but by which we can understand, Mugabe, or the president of Zimbabwe, was so opposed about all this homosexuality and all this evil. They demonized him. They made him look like a very bad person. So that is what they do. The same thing with Idi Amin of Uganda, who stood for the Muslims, and he was a very strong man of the Muslims. But they made him look like a stupid person, like a devil, they demonized him. And he had to leave, and he had to go and stay in Saudi. And right now, in our times, the president of Tanzania, when he stood up against the COVID, how they made him, and eventually they killed him. The same with the president of Burundi, who also stood up against the COVID, all this. So this is how the batil works. And unfortunately, in our circles also, they work like that. For example, and they take cover. They spread their batil, and they cover it up and cover themselves up with a nice mantra, with a nice jadu. Like, for example, one of that is, they say we must all have unity. They talking of batil wrong, and they say we must have unity. Now everyone feels unity is good. And if anyone opposes them, but these people are in the wrong. Like we will say, Idi Amin was in the wrong. We will say the right people. How the people of the world tell today, na'uzu billah, they say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the wrong. Whereas he brought the truth. So we have to see in all cases what the truth is. Not just false. It's such a spell is cast on our mind that we think, no, what they are saying is right, that we must have unity. For example, they are promoting girls to go to university. And how they spell it out and how they present it, and they cry tears also. Don't condemn our sons and our daughters and support them going to university. And that now you must have unity, don't speak against them also. If you speak out against them, you are the bad guys. You are the ones who are causing the problem. But just analyze it little bit. To say that they must go to university, etc., that is what they are saying. And what does Quran Sharif say? وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. And stay glued to your houses. And if you have to go out, all the details are. For what reason, when, what condition, how you must be, all that. And there is absolutely no room of going to the university. Wherefore, there is secular education. That education which teaches you that Allah does not exist, that we are from monkeys, etc. That Allah did not create the world, there was a big bang. So how can that be permissible? And we are crying for that. And we are saying, please send them. And then further, which hopefully will be easier for us to understand, that going to school and going to university, especially our young girls, they are at the prime of everything of their life. They are at the prime of their beauty. They are most pretty during those ages. In their adolescent years, till the age of now, when they go 18, 19, 20 to university, they are the most prettiest. And what are they becoming there? The playground for non-believers. They are molesting them, not molesting them, harassing them. And everything is happening. So are we supporting that? And are we crying for that, that you must send them? And then not only that, that the non-believers, who got no iman, they are our girls are a playground for them. And they are molesting them and using them as they want. So how can a person ever keep quiet? He is a great man. رَضِيَ بِعَمَلِ قَوْمٍ فَكَانَ شَرِيكًا فِيهِمْ. If we just keeping quiet and one form of quiet, rida, to be satisfied with it, one form of it is to keep quiet. If we don't keep quiet about this, that our girls, boys must be in years to learn secular education. Learn about lesbianism, learn about sex shamelessness, immodesty. And then the girls, after they become their playground, we have unwanted pregnancies. And from the unwanted pregnancies, abortions. And after abortions, people become suicidal. The parents, that my daughter, this happened in my house. The girl herself becomes suicidal. And then they go for drugs, and alcoholics they become. When they fall in that depression, now they turn to drugs and alcoholism. And after that, so many cases. Yeah, in our town, a case where 2 o'clock in the morning, the security company picked up a girl who was drugged and who was with alcohol, 2 o'clock in the morning, and dumped her in front of her father's house. That, yeah, is your daughter, this is the condition. So are we supporting that? And if we keep in quiet, we are accomplishment. We are also part of all this. So it is a duty of all, whether it is the ulama, whether it is a father, whether it is a brother, whether it is a son, every one of us, that we have to realize it, and that we speak out against all these evils which are coming. And these things are just like, for example, not difficult to understand. With this example, corruption, and corruption in governments especially, and throughout the world, and our country is no exception, if not the leader perhaps, in all the corruption that is taking place. And we have so many cases where there were Muslims also in the council, tolerate and accept all this what is happening. And then what happens? They are worked out. They can't stay there. They can't see the corruption which is happening. In fact, one person told me, in our local council, he said the corruption is just reduced by 10%. Everyone in our whole area will live very peacefully and comfortably. We can't imagine to what gross extent all the corruption is taking place. And anyone who speaks against it, he's worked out. If not, he will be framed. And he will be made the bad guy. And he is the wrong one. So that is now corruption in government, which is very bad. But the corruption of trying to destroy deen. Deen Allah will protect. But to destroy deen, what corruption is that? And to destroy the iman of the ummah and the prime of our youth. The most ibadat Allah loves is of the prime. When a person, the prime ibadat in the youth of a person. And that we are destroying them. And we are so much of encouragement that it is at the level of enforcement. that you must go. And so much we say, Allahu Akbar, where brains go, that they are the ones who are going to lift up Islam. When they are going to become pregnant and with non-Muslims, and they are going to become suicidal, and they are going to all this filth and dirt, they're going to lift up Islam. We are putting them in the wrong places where you light the fire, a burning, raging fire, and then you throwing the people in the fire and you say, don't burn. How can that happen? You throw them in the fire, they are going to burn there. If we are planting weeds and we are expecting roses to grow, which world are we living in? How can we be fooling ourselves like that? These places of all this evil, total evil, and where weeds, not weeds, worse than weeds there. And then we are expecting the roses of these young boys and girls of ours. And we are crying for them. Which direction? Where are we going? So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, let all of us understand all these evils that are being promoted today. And then another one of the other mantra and one of the other jadu which they do, they say, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. You must judge every person, his actions will be judged by his intentions. So these people, their intentions are good. The girls are going there to serve the community. But the action, what are they doing? They might want to serve community if they are not out for money to make money, become doctors and lawyers and make a lot of money. If they are genuine, they want to serve the community, then the action will belies it. They themselves, they are going there and getting destroyed. What is the height of stupidity that you destroy yourself for the benefit of somebody else? You take your cloth, what you wear on your head, the scarf, and you clean your shoes with that. For somebody else's dunya, for their dunya, you destroy your deen, you destroy your akhlaq, you destroy your akhirat. How can that ever make sense? They have to go through all that, and then they have to destroy themselves, and with the flimsy excuse that we want to serve the people. That our Muslim woman, when they need a doctor, they can go to a Muslim doctor. But in the meantime, you have completely destroyed yourself. And what service are you going to give? So the intention, this is another thing. We all say that his intention is good. A man and woman talking freely with one another, their intention must be good. He must be giving da'wah to her. A girl and boy talking, walking hand in hand, must be his intention is good. So you mustn't judge them by their action. Their intention must be good. The intention has to be correct. The amal also must be correct. You cannot just have the correct intention and do the wrong action. If you a person has got the correct intention that people are not paying their zakat, so he's stealing from the rich. And he's so sincere that he doesn't keep 1 cent. Everything he gives it away to the poor. But his action is wrong. The intention must be correct. The action must be also correct. That our intention, that it can be an archbishop who is also denounced in his own church for his wrong beliefs. In his own wrong church, he's also denounced. There is wrong darkness. Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. He all evil and evil. And then we come and say that no, his intention. And another thing, so we also, it overtakes us. Now you must look at the intention. Everyone will be judged by his intention. So the action can be anything, but the intention, and we mustn't judge anyone's intention. He must be having a good intention. So all this, it is really a jadu spell upon our brains. And many of us, we get caught up in this and we think, no, what they are doing is right. But just analyze it a little and the evil of it, there is no limit to the evil. It's one layer of darkness upon darkness. There is only evil. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand and see this. So another thing also, what commonly they also use, that we take the good of people. Whatever we see good in any person, we take the good from that person. Also a very nice thing that anyone it can be, mashallah, he's got some good qualities, some good words, some good things, so we take the good from there. This is like you have got a bucket of Zamzam water and you have put a few drops of urine in there. So we say we are not taking the urine, we are taking the Zamzam. It comes with its baggage, everything. How are you going to separate the two? And in fact, today it is not a bucket of Zamzam in which a few drops of urine are dropped. It's a bucket of urine in which a few diluted drops of Zamzam. Not even pure Zamzam, the few diluted drops of Zamzam are put in there. And now we say we're taking the good from there. So everyone say, mashallah, this person, he takes the good, he's a good person. Just think of it a little. Where is this possible? So in this way, they are misguiding us all the time. Another thing which commonly is said, that South Africa is the only country where there is so much of conflict between the ulama and the Muslims. The whole world, which is a big lie also, wherever the truth and anyone of where there is falsehood, and whoever stands up, there will be conflict there. The conflict situation has to be there. But this also to make us think that, no, why must South Africa be singled out? I must not be cause of this this bad title for South Africa, that South Africa is a country only in this country, and wherever the ulama of Haqq will stand up, there will be a conflict. If the ulama are not standing up and they are joining or they are keeping quiet, that is their problem, and it is their big problem that they are not speaking out against the falsehood that is there. And also those of us who try and also stifle and keep the ulama of Haqq quiet, that don't talk, don't cause conflict, etc., we are also guilty of a very serious crime. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, we are also guilty of a very serious crime, that this terrible evil that is taking place, and how many, what evils are not taking place, the closing of the masajid, and closing it before the government. And then when somebody wanted the masajid to be open, going to court to keep the masjids closed. And at the court proceedings, the meetings that were there, the person says, on my dead body, I won't allow one person also to go to the masjid. And after the proceedings again, to claim that we were in the right, and if we have to go, we'll go again to court to close the masjid. And also we challenge any person that says that we made the wrong decision. So this, so being adamant, no tawbah whatsoever, worshipping under the cross and praying under the cross, and then also no tawbah, making Jumal namaz at a sports stadium and supporting sports and soccer on the radio station, and all the league teams that are being supported, and from the radio station appealing to the people. You see, anyone going to masjid in Ramzan, the announcement was made, who are going for Taraweeh and giving them the numbers where they must report to. And all this evil, and then covering it up that you must have unity. You mustn't fight with anyone. And you must see the intention. They got good intent. When the action is so, 12 o'clock in the day, when the sun is out, and a person says it's dark, and we say you must see his intention. That what is this? It's clear sign, the day, it's 12 o'clock in the day. And another thing is that you mustn't be judgmental. You mustn't judge. In front of a judge, the case comes of a conflict. One person has brought a case in front of the judge that this person is not paying me, he hasn't delivered the goods, whatever the other fight is between them. So the judge, he must keep peace also. And he must say that don't fight, and you people make peace with one another. It's his job to see who is right and who is wrong. Give the right his right, and the wrong must be whatever that he has to be sorted out. But now you tell the judge, don't be judgmental. You see the intention of the person. And that person, of course, you hear his case, he is in the clear. The criminal is in the clear. When you listen to his case, he hasn't done. And how also it's presented, we don't do anything wrong. We only look for the good. So don't be judgmental. So the ummah also, and yet we claim sometimes, how many times we say to the public, you be the judge when it suits us. And when it doesn't suit us, don't be judgmental. So all this we have to understand, they are just making jadu on us. And the way it's presented, we think, no, it's right what they are saying. We just scratch the surface a little bit. It's so clear. Blood is flowing in our body, which is napak. Eh? But we can't see it. Just prick it anywhere, and the napaki will come out. All this filth and dirt is flowing. But on the surface, it's very nice. We also got all cosmetics. When they go on TV also, they have to go for all cosmetic treatment, etc., before they can go. And who? The females are doing that. And then they're going to present deen on the TV. After going through the whole napak situation, in the napaki on the body also, the napak situation of a lady doing all this, and then they're going to produce pak deen. Pure deen. And we also that, no, the intention is good, they want to spread deen. On the TV, deen they're going to spread. Whereas deen can never be spread with impermissible means. On the TV, how can deen be spread with impermissible things? Not now, many years ago, very many years ago, when there was still no internet or anything, one lady, and what a pious lady, her husband, the emir of that town. And she was the responsible lady of the town. So pious that her husband went for Shab Guzari, he came back. And she did not allow him to sleep in the house. That you had to sleep at the Shab Guzari. Why did you come home? Whole night you had to sleep in the car. Such a lady phoned, and this is personal what we know, she phoned me, and she had a big problem. That was Sheikh Shuraim, who was the Imam of Haram Sharif. She was madly in love with him. All this watching on the TV and all that. And what funny thing she took out, that from Shuraim, shoe and ring in Afrikaans, lace. And what funny things she was doing, what. So all this fantasizing, and this, la'anallahu nadhir wal manzur ilay. Forget the photography side of it, that is a story of its own. But any person who looks and who is presenting himself to be looked, all these ulama who come on YouTube and they present themselves, and when you come on YouTube, your topi can be crooked and your specs also a little crooked. You have to prepare yourself. And now whoever is looking at you, la'anallahu nadhir wal manzur ilay, Allah's la'anat, the flames of Jahannam on that person. And we are happy, we're doing great service of deen. And we are presenting deen. And what we also say, no, the niyat is good. So we mustn't speak bad about them. We must in fact defend them. These ulama also, we must defend them. They also got good intentions that they want to present deen in the correct way. So Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding. And for example, the radio station, they gave an award to one masjid. That what was it? The most inclusive masjid that all types of people they allow. Where a lady imam also was there. So that masjid got the award. Where the Shias also have a free stay there. Everyone. So how can we follow that? And to keep quiet about this is also an equal sin. We are an accomplice to all this sin also when we are keeping quiet. So it is our duty to try and correct all this. Also one other mantra they use is that when they go to the mutawallis of any town, of any masjid, etc. And then they present the case also in such a way, we are minority in this country. This government is very good for us also. And they have given us today so much of laxity in our deen, etc. And all what is the government in their schools which they are running. And the government imposing there the sexual education, and that government is very good for us. For which Islam and for who are they good? Is there a different type of Islam that where sex education is very good and all this lesbianism and homosexuality, all that is very good, they are very good for us. So we must support the government and we must look at the broader picture. Anyone who listens to that mantra, to that jadu, they get captivated. Yeah, no, what they are saying is right. The way that jadu is presented, Quran Sharif is forgotten one side. We don't even know that Quran exists. And we don't know the laws of Quran Sharif and the laws of Shariat and Fiqh and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And sadly, those people who are talking so much about Sunnah and so much of the commands of Allah, we also, that jadu overtook us. No, what these people are saying is right. We must follow this, what they are saying. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and go in the correct direction, inshallah.